Hello again, and welcome to the Wild Orgasmic Wisdom podcast, where we explore the network of ecstatic genius underlying our everyday realities. I'm your host and quantum priestess, Kimberly Baudet, and my guest today is a sex, love, and relationship coach and a tantric practitioner. She's worked with women all over the world to help them get out of online dating purgatory, to become irresistibly magnetic to high-quality men and attract the relationship of their dreams, which I 100% stand behind. So let me welcome to the show, Claudia Lucida. Welcome, Claudia.
Oh, thank you so much for that introduction.
Yeah. So I believe you're typically based out of Los Angeles, is that correct?
Yeah, and just outside, like in the desert, the wild high desert.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you just got back from kind of an epic whirlwind journey. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's in some ways it's hard to talk about because it's also like new and fresh and I totally haven't integrated or like digested it at all. But I just spent the last 12 months traveling around the Mediterranean with my partner, with my beloved. And we started in Italy, went to Greece, Israel, Egypt, Spain, and then back to Italy. We just kind of decided to, we liked Italy the most. So we just decided to essentially live in Italy for the last 6 months, which was, oh my God, it was such a dream come true. But it was so much of the trip was really about me fulfilling this lifelong dream of just going to these kind of mythic, ancient places around the Mediterranean and really like soaking in the kind of the energy of that, the mythos of that, and really, just feeling like that trip, that experience really deeply enriched me at a personal level, but also deeply inform the work that I'm doing, which is, and again, it's all kind of, all the pieces are sort of settling into place from having done that trip. But yeah,
I can understand. And I want to say congratulations because I know you got engaged recently.
Oh yeah, we did. Well. Yeah, that was really nice bonus thing that happened at the end.
Yeah, so epic. So I would love to know what inspired you to like specifically do this type of work with women and dating.
Yeah, for sure. So it's definitely evolved since I began it a couple of years ago. So it really started, I can share a little bit about how it's evolved into what it is today, because that feels a little bit more kind of relevant, if that's all right. Having just gone on this trip and having gone through this experience of getting engaged with my partner and helping so many women to, really embody their queen and become magnetic to the masculine and, attract high quality men into their life and find their king. It's like having done this work, there's like this deep hunger that I've noticed that is at the heart of women, that is not being met, that is not being fed. And it's one of those things that I see over and over and over again with the women that I speak with and the women that I work to, is that we have this fundamental desire to surrender to the masculine, and yet we are so terrified of that because of all of the things that we've been taught, all of the conditioning that we've received, that it's not safe, that we're supposed to be powerful, strong, willful, like badasses in our lives. And not to say that there isn't like a time and a place for that, but what I found, there's like this innate hunger that so many women have, and to surrender, to be in a kind of co-creative sacred partnership with their king, with their beloved, to embody their queen, to live this kind of ecstatic, magical fairy tale life. And yet that, again, that desire, it's so squelched in so many women. So many women have had to kind of force them. They feel like they've been forced into this box of being super driven, super career focused, super successful, but they haven't had this desire or this need. Yeah, I would even say it's a need, like fundamentally met. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I, recognizing this desire within myself and really letting myself go in that journey, and then being able to kind of had enough experience with that in my own life that I felt like I could really share it with other women, and I really wanted to. It felt like it was a very much a kind of soul calling of mine.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. So I can really resonate with what you're saying. I mean, I also had that deep hunger and, you know, had my own journey from being in that place of desperation around like, oh my God, how could I ever create a committed partnership? Just not having the experience of having a man, you know, come toward me feeling like I had to like always try to grasp for straws. I remember being in that state of mind and in that state of like energy. And I think that's, you know, probably a lot of the people who are drawn to you as clients are maybe coming from that energetic place. What would you say is like a really basic, like baby step for somebody who's so far on the other end of the spectrum that they don't at all feel magnetic, and that just feels like this kind of impossible dream?
Yeah, I mean, there's, in terms of baby steps, there's a couple of things that I would suggest. Maybe I can give two, if that's all right.
Yeah.
I would say the first step is to reconnect with yourself, especially reconnecting with your body, reconnecting with your body wisdom, because so many of us as women, we have been taught to live primarily from the mind, from the intellect, from the mental space. And again, not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but when we are operating from that programming the majority of the time, we are disconnected to that deep radiance within, to that deep feminine magnetism, to that energy and that essence that we have the capacity to live in and embody in our lives. And so I would say, as a baby step, just like becoming more aware of the sensations in your body moment to moment to moment, all day, every day, throughout your day, and just noticing what your body, noticing the messages, noticing the signals, noticing the impulses, and beginning to follow those impulses, following your deep body wisdom, those instincts that come through at the level of the body, and actually tuning in all day, every day, and just kind of noticing where that goes as like a super, yeah, that's definitely a baby step. Like there's so much more to it than that, but that's what I would say is a baby step for sure.
Lovely, lovely.
And then the other one is just to notice, because as women, I notice also when we are conditioned to be so highly independent and so kind of like, I can do it all on my own, I don't need a man, there's a vigilance that gets created where we're kind of off in our own little worlds, and we're not actually engaging with the masculine. We're not going out there. We're not experiencing men in a way that elicits a positive attention or feeling seen or getting that, you know, pursued in the way that we would like to. So I would, again, as another baby step, just begin to notice all of the ways that the masculine does want to show up and does want to serve and does want to provide and protect, even if it's just like the guy at the supermarket who wants to bag up your groceries, or the guy, you know, at the coffee shop who smiles at you as he's giving you your coffee, or whatever, just noticing these little ways in which the masculine is already showing up begins to attune you to that in your life. And then when you notice that more and more and more, it's like, wow, this is here for me. This energy is there, and I can just like, I'll let myself step into that and receive that. And it becomes less weird, like in your dating life. So
oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's like you're getting used to receiving from men. You're like building the muscle of like...
Building the muscle. Yeah, for sure.
That's so cool. So you have a really unique, unique business in that your partner is also a little bit a part of your business. Like he's kind of at your side in terms of your presence online. Can you tell me a little bit more about like what that's been like to share this journey with your partner of you building this business, or what his experience seems to have been, just whatever direction you want to go in with that question?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we realized having done this type of work for a long time, like goddess work, sisterhood work, working with women, working in containers of women, and I realized there was so much power within that. There was so much safety that was created within those experiences. And yet there was an aspect that I felt was missing in a lot of the circumstances, where there was no real presence of the masculine. And of course, we all have an inner masculine. So there's that, yes. And having a real live masculine man in the context, in the container, and bringing that in to main, like continuing to, you know, do our best to really create that space of safety, but also bringing the real live man in there. So, because that is what women want, and that is what they will encounter out there in the world. And I think it's almost like it gives us this false sense of safety, or this false sense of, you know, security, that like we can just be in safe space all the time. And yes, we can create that within ourselves. And yes, we can create that within our communities. But I've noticed with many communities I've been a part of, there's almost been that exclusion of the masculine. And therefore, because of that, there's been almost a sense of like, I'm not safe if there is in the presence of a real man. I hope that makes sense.
Totally.
And so, yeah. And so that was sort of the initial inspiration to bring Johnny in, as part of the work that I'm doing, to really actually do work with women to give them the experience of what it's like to be with a man in that same space, and to like attune themselves to that experience of, you know, interacting with a man in that way.
And how does that, like, what does that look? Do you actually, I'm curious personally, like, do you actually do sessions with clients where Johnny also speaks with them, or is he more a part of your like conference, like your mastermind videos?
Yeah. So we've been kind of experimenting. So for a while I was just doing my own work with women. And then in the last 3 months or so, we've brought him in and actually had him doing client sessions as well. And he's like a trained like bioenergetic practitioner and all of these things. So he's done a lot of work in personal development as well, but we decided to bring him in. He's doing about like 2 out of the 12 sessions that we do with women in sort of the program that we offer right now. So he doesn't play a huge role, and yet he plays enough of a role that it's like, it's enough to actually give that women that experience of what it's like to experience and to be with a man, a king.
That's a really unique offering, and I can totally see how that would be really effective. Yeah, because we're not used to seeing men in that context. It's a lot of women in this field giving you information and giving you exercises and transmissions, but without the experience of the evidence that there's really like a man there who can be a part of this container. Yeah.
Amazing. And one of the things that we wanted to bring in too was that like women have, you know, again, this is so, I think this is something that is not being addressed in a lot of the stuff that the work that I see that's kind of out there around, you know, connecting with your queen, your goddess, your divine feminine essence. But there's little about the masculine. There's so little about the inner king. I mean, it's like it's starting to kind of trickle out there into the field of transformational work. But what I've noticed, until women, yes, we want to embody our divine feminine aspects. Yes, we want to really get rooted in that archetypal queen energy. And we also have to like tune ourselves to the inner king. And I work at a very archetypal kind of energetic level, so I hope this isn't like, doesn't sound too like woo-woo out there for you. Yeah, bringing in that divine masculine, because most women have no idea. They've never actually experienced like what that feels like to experience the divine masculine in their own system. And so when I ask them to like, what does the divine masculine feel like in your own body? Most of them are just like, I don't know. I don't have that experience. I can't find him. I can't find that king because I've never experienced that in my life. Because, you know, as we all know, we live in a society that has primarily been patriarchal for eons, essentially. And so even the concept of like a divine masculine aspect within and without is foreign to most women. And so allowing them to experience that, it's, you know, with, through Johnny, through the sessions with Johnny, but then also bringing that into their own system, I found it really helps them create that kind of inner marriage, or that inner union, that sacred union within. We can really imprint that. It ultimately translates to a sacred union without as well.
Definitely.
And it's like that we noticed that was the biggest piece that a lot of women were missing, was like when we started bringing in the king, the inner king, it's like that's when kings started to show up in women's lives in a much faster way than just by like embodying the goddess or the queen.
Yes, I can definitely speak to that as well and say that I saw big shifts in my life when I started to do work with an inner divine masculine and feeling that presence inside my nervous system. So,
gorgeous. I love that.
Yeah. So, can you describe to me your own, what you feel is maybe your own unique transmission, like based on what clients have reflected back to you or just from what you know about yourself?
Oh God, that's such an interesting question. I feel like it's like changing every day, or it's like refining every day. I don't know if it's completely changing, but it's definitely like sinking in more and more. So and this was one of the experiences I had in Europe. I'll just share this with you, Kim. Like I haven't really shared this with a lot of people, but I had many experiences of connecting with, because I am so deeply spiritual, and like what the sort of iconography that exists within Europe, as you know, because you live there, you live in France, but like being in Italy and being in Greece and going into these incredible churches, you know, these like medieval Renaissance churches all over the place, like really activated me to this kind of almost like Gnostic, mystical, Christian sort of way of experiencing this stuff. And so, and again, this is very new for me. I mean, it's not new in the sense that it's unfamiliar, but it's like I haven't spoken about it. So this is really new for me to be sharing this at all. But like connecting with both the divine masculine and the divine feminine kind of Christ energies, and noticing how those energy streams were showing up in my system, and specifically how they were kind of, it was like two energy currents that were flowing through my system, feminine and masculine, and like dropping into that and allowing that transmission to like penetrate me and fill me up and then flow through in my client work has been, I would say that's been the biggest kind of, in terms of my transmission, that's been the biggest sort of like evolution that's taken place recently in like the last 6 months. But it's, again, it's sort of fresh and new and like a little bit like edgy for me to share, because I'm definitely don't consider myself, like I wasn't raised religious or anything, or like I definitely don't even like consider myself Christian or whatever, but like that was one of the things that really kept coming in for me. And so, that I don't speak about that really even so much with my client sessions, but I always feel that energy and that presence there.
Wow. I'm really honored. Thank you so much for sharing that. And
For sure.
Yeah, that's so
time to kind of get it, you know, get out of the closet a little bit.
Yeah. I love that. So I want to talk a little bit about just your regular coaching practice. This is a little bit maybe more pragmatic question, like what kinds of coaching packages do you sell to clients? Like what's the container generally that you offer to clients?
Yeah, so until recently I've only ever done really one-on-one, like highly very specifically tailored to what clients are wanting, like what specifically their needs are. So I always like work in, you know, 3 month containers, like 12 weeks, individual clients going deep into kind of their psyche and really bringing all of these, really creating like a template within, a sacred union template within, and bringing all of these different kind of archetypal energies that exists within them into alignment, and really creating like the sacred fairy tale. I mean, my program is called Sacred Fairy Tale. The sacred fairy tale like imprint on the inside. And so that for a while it was just sort of like feeling into what was going on with each client and tailoring specifically like my work to the needs of that client. And yet more recently it's been there, I've noticed a specific kind of arc of the journey that I take women through sort of emerging. And so over the 12 weeks, we work really the first month or so, we work specifically on them, on the, call it like the goddess chrysalis, essentially going through this rebirth of birthing your goddess, your queen, your divine feminine aspect through bringing in all these different archetypal energies like the queen, the king, the, you know, integrating the shadow, the sort of like, there's a part called, you know, kill the wicked witch, which is, you know, in the fairy tale, it's like, like the evil queen or the wicked witch that keeps us, that aspect of us that keeps us from what we want. Although we're not really killing it, we're actually integrating it usually, but working with the inner child, working with all of these different archetypal energies within, bringing them into alignment, and then going through that process. And then usually around week, around week five, I start kicking these women out of the nest and actually pushing them out into the world. And so they can begin to practice this stuff out in the real world. Cause it can, I've also noticed it can be really almost comfortable for women to just stay in like the inner work and never really go out and embody this stuff in the real world. And so that's what we do after about week five, is like push women out of the nest, get them out there practicing this stuff with real life men. And then usually around week 12, they're dating you know, multiple high quality men are starting to pursue them, they're really feeling like a queen. And it's usually within a few months after that they find, if they don't find their person, it's like they're really enjoying that courtship. But usually I notice within about 6 months they find somebody.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm really excited about what you just shared with me.
Oh yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
So Claudia, I know you have a course available right now for women, and I'd love to hear more about it. Can you share with us what you're releasing?
Yeah.
What you've already released.
Yeah. So I really released this as kind of a, because I have spoken to so many women who wanted to do the deep work, but weren't, like, it wasn't financially feasible for them at that point, or it just like wasn't realistic for them to take that step. And so I wanted to create this offering, this kind of self-study offering that women can do to really embody their queen. And it's, you know, I teach them sex match. I teach them like my favorite practices to really anchoring in that identity and really fully embodying that archetype of the queen. And so I teach them sex magic. I teach them this practice that I call, you know, the throne of the heart, which is really about integrating and embracing all aspects of you. And there's a couple other practices in there, but it's really kind of it's like a sampler package, including some of my favorite practices that really support women in fully embodying this identity of the queen. Because it's, you know, we can talk about being a queen all day, but unless we actually have the tools to really anchor this deep inside of our primal mind, inside of our body mind, it's like, it's out, it's always going to be out there. It's always going to be something we're talking about, but not actually living.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of woman do you think is going to get amazing results from this course? Like, who would you imagine being like the ideal candidate for signing up for this course?
Yeah. I would say women who are ready. I would say women who have done a lot of dating, this is kind of the ideal, like women who have done a lot of dating, women who are really good with strategy, who know how to text a guy and know how to flirt with a guy and know kind of how to do all the things and like that process, but they feel like something is missing. They feel like no matter what they do, they're not getting the results that they want. And they have this intuitive sense that there's something more just beyond like the strategy or the like what it is that you say or what it is that you do. So women who have that instinct who, that there's something more, that there's something deeper there, that there's something they're missing, and women who are also have a certain degree of sovereignty in their life. I mean, this course, it's actually called Claim Your Sovereign Throne. So it's about creating that sovereignty, but also women who are like self-driven and like who do take action, and women who don't need as much handholding and just can kind of go off and do it on their own, because that's something that I found I also don't want is like women to just purchase this and just kind of put it on the shelf and be like, okay, I did this thing, I took action, but I didn't actually really take action. It was like this sort of, yeah, I really don't want it to be this kind of band-aid that women give themselves. But it is, if women apply this stuff, if they really take action, they use these tools and they integrate them into their lives, then it truly, I believe this course, I mean, I know this course has the power to really help you embody that inner queen and step out into your dating life in a much more powerful, potent, magnetic, radiant way.
Wow, that's excellent. Yeah. So I'm just curious, like how does it feel to you to know that your work and your transmission has impacted already and will impact so many women in allowing them to experience like their inner queen and feel that magnetism of men like coming toward them? Like, how does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because sometimes, just to be perfectly honest, I feel like the self sort of effacing part of me is like, oh, I'm not doing enough. I'm not, you know, I'm not creating enough impact. I'm not, you know, helping enough women. And so that voice can come in pretty strong. And yet, like when I do hear some of the breakthroughs that my clients are having, it's always like my heart is just like, oh, like it's so, it's always so touching. And so, it's just amazing to know that like the work that you're doing, the kind of stuff that you're sort of doing on your own and like figuring out in your own way, like just working through on your own and then like sharing with the world is actually, it's kind of a trip. It's actually like helping people. It's like, what? So yeah, I'm still kind of getting used to that, but it's really cool.
Yeah. 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 Is there anything else you want to share with us before we kind of wrap up? Like, is there anything that feels really important or any story you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the most important thing if for women who are looking to attract their king is that, yes, we want to be able to activate your queen and embrace your queen and really bring this transpersonal divine feminine aspect into your system and let that be kind of the blueprint that we're creating. And at the same time, don't take it so seriously. Like, let it be fun. Like, let it be a game. Let it, like, let yourself play with this. Let yourself play with this dance of courtship and dating and men, and just let the playfulness and the almost like the innocence, the divine child within you, just take a step forward and let it, it doesn't have to be so serious all the time. It doesn't have to be all so heavy and intense and painful. And like, we have to just spend years endlessly processing the shadow. Although there, yes, sometimes you do have to do that for a while, but ultimately the mission or the like the deeper purpose of my work feels like it really is about bringing more joy and more playfulness and more pleasure and fun and lightheartedness into kind of the world. And so I want to say, even though like the work can feel kind of complicated and there's all these pieces and we're bringing them all into alignment and kind of getting you into this space of getting ready to manifest your king, I want to say that like the easiest way to do that, the biggest kind of hack, is to really just let yourself have fun. And it was the thing that allowed me to create my breakthrough. And I know, I feel like you had kind of a similar experience manifesting your partner, but it was like after, for me, it was like I had done all this deep inner work and all of this shadow work and all this intense kind of plant medicine. And like, it got to a point where I was like, I think I'm done with all of this stuff. And I'm just going to spend the next 30 days having fun and just following that and following my bliss. And within 30 days, I met my partner. So letting it be simple, letting it be easy, and realizing that yes, it can be hard sometimes. Yes, it can feel heavy and complicated. And there's also the other side to that, where it doesn't always have to feel that way. And it can feel lighter and easier and more fun and joyful, and less kind of dark and intense.
I love that. I love that message. Playfulness.
Yeah, it makes such a difference. It really does.
That's incredible. Well, with the listeners, I just want to share that Claudia has an incredible Facebook group that I, even though I recently got married, like I've already manifested the love of my life, I love looking at Claudia's posts, and I just feel like she's always so on point. So can you just share the name of that group or how they can find that group on Facebook?
Of course. So it's the name of the group is Creating Heaven on Earth Through Sacred Partnership. And yeah, we talk a lot about sort of the deeper energetic archetypal pieces in creating a sacred partnership, but also, you know, more practical stuff as well. So I try and kind of put it all in there, but yeah, you can find it. You can just like search that in the Facebook search box. I think it'll show up. Or I think you can go to facebook.com/group/magnetizeyourman. That should work as well.
Okay, so, fantastic. And I'll put that in the, I'll put that link in the show notes as well. But how else can people find you on social media if they want to sign up for coaching packages, or especially if they want to do your new program, which sounds amazing?
Yeah. So you can just find me at claudialucida.com, and that should have everything that you need to know is on that website. And I'm kind of in the process of updating that as well, but like all of the basics are there. So that's a good place to find me.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Claudia. Thanks for taking time to talk with me. And it's been really fun to get to know you better.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to feel your transmission, like I can feel you through the screen, exactly like what it is you're offering to your clients. So it's very unique and special. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.